Hello and welcome to another edition of Masquerading Meanders. My name is Mike Appleton and I'm an author based in St Helens, Lancashire, or Merseyside if you prefer. I'm talking to you today from my conservatory, which sounds really posh, but it isn't really. It's just a nice space to get away now and again. I would have liked to have been away a little bit further today. I was due to be in the Yorkshire Dales for a couple of days on a nice two-day walk with a bit of a bivvy thrown in, all part of my next book, which is on the Secret Dales. But unfortunately, if you have kids, you'll know that what they get, you get, and I've been laid up low for a couple of days in bed with stomach bug and all sorts of stuff. But you don't want to hear that. So at my last edition of Masquerading Meanders, I said that I would need your help. I was talking about a connection with nature and the fact on my new project I would need your help. So thanks to the good people at Drystone Radio, I went on Dave Watkiss's Drive Time show a few weeks back and talked about the sort of help I was looking for my Secret Dales book. So there you go. So I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that in full now. It's about a few minutes long. So if you have any ideas for my new book, please get in contact at mike@masquerandimedia.com, or you can contact me at masquerandi on Twitter. So I hope what I say provokes a few ideas, and hope to hear from you soon.
Right now, as I say, we've got Mike Appleton with us. I said earlier, in the first hour, that one of the first times you joined us here on Drystone was to discuss one or two of the books that you brought out, particularly about Yorkshire and the Yorkshire Dales. And you've got a few more in the pipeline.
That's right, you can't get rid of me, Dave. it seems like ages ago since I did the...
Go on, run through the books. I know you've done the sporty books, the Libris and the... Forget those. Let's do the touristy, there's the pubs book, isn't there?
Yeah, so Three Peaks of Yorkshire Dales, which was... It's not just your traditional kind of guide route around the Three Peaks, because that's been done a million times. It was more kind of the people who are meet on the route and, who owns the land, who conserves the land, and finding how it can be, managed for future generations. It's a bit like the role I'm in now, I suppose.
Yeah.
From there, I've done, now these might be in a different order because I seem to have done so many, but 25 Great Walkers Pubs.
That's it.
Great Walkers Pubs of the Yorkshire Dales, that was a good one. That's a real hardship.
I researched that,
The
75 you eliminated, unfortunately.
Yeah, very exhaustive process. I also did 50 Gems of the Yorkshire Dales.
That's right, yeah.
As well. That kind of completes, from what I remember now, that kind of completes my kind of Yorkshire Dales collection. I've also done 50 Gems of Cheshire quite recently. That was out in May, which I probably didn't enjoy as much as the Dales ones, because Cheshire's quite flat, so it was kind of the things that I probably wasn't interested in or in that book a little bit more, but I did enjoy various places that I visited, and also 50 Gems of Derbyshire
Derbyshire's Peak District.
It's very Dalian. Isn't it, in terms of landscape. So I'm working on my it'll be my 10th book,
right?
Yeah, so that is called Secret Dales.
Right. Ooh. Okay.
Is there anything secret about the Dales? I'm not so sure these days. We're just trying to find out. Probably a little bit like the Gems book, really, kind of places that people can visit, little facts and little bits of, history that perhaps people didn't know about. How the landscape has formed, how it's going to be. Managed in the future, a little bit on kind of folk tales, a bit on mining as well, kind of old ways, old routes across the Dales that have now disappeared. There's a Roman road in Ingleton, of course, which people would walk on the Waterfalls Walk, and try and find out different ones, different routes around the Dales as well. And then the new ways, the park was expanded in 2016, perhaps dip into those new extension areas and, present some of those gems that people perhaps wouldn't know about.
Yeah, so you're putting a plea out for maybe somebody who knows somebody or knows something secretive, or maybe a Dales character who's got a few tales to tell.
That's true. I've got three pleas, Dave, if we've got enough time. So
let's just
throw something at me if I'm running over. The first one is folk tales.
Right.
So I'm looking for some really, really good folk tales, perhaps things that, they don't have to be true, because folk tales are never true. So there's the cuckoo at Oswick, for instance, which, just go on the internet, everybody probably knows that one. And Dent Vampire.
That was the one I was going to throw in, the Dent Vampire.
That everybody knows about. There's supposed to be a little bit of truth in the Dent Vampire one. I did a bit on that in...
There's certainly something hammered through that.
Yes, it's allegedly put a stake through.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I did a little bit on that in 50 Gems of the Yorkshire Dales, so please check out that book. So any folk tales you know of, any kind of, I suppose, little tales, you know, snippets of information that have been passed down from generation to generation, perhaps sayings, you know, things like that that I can investigate. So that's the first one. The second one, strange pubs.
Right.
Okay, so I've done 25 pubs in, in Yorkshire Dales, but they were pubs that had a historic theme where you could get there and do a really, really good walk from. So I'm looking for pubs that are perhaps in living rooms. There's a great Temperance Inn at Courtly Spout near near Sedbergh. I also know there's a pub towards Aysgarth, which is basically like a living room.
Yeah.
So, you know, any kind of tales along that, any kind of strange landlords, you know, things like that would be good. And thirdly is the tracks that I've been talking about, the kind of old ways. I'm really interested in trod routes, you know, paved trod routes in the North York Moors are quite famous. But there are a number of routes across the Dales as well. You know, the Turbury Road in Kingsdale is one. There's supposed to be a route that goes from Dent to Ingleton. And I'm not sure whether that is the Turbury Road or perhaps another route. But, you know, any kind of old tracks. The Dales Highway is another one that Colin Speakman has done quite a lot on. Has actually created a Dales Highways, actually created a route which is walkable as well. So any of those kind of old tracks, and if anybody knows of, I know there's one, there's a monastic one near Richmond, but any of those kind of paved trod routes, if anybody knows any of them, I would be love to speak to you.
I think some of them, I mean, they're now footpaths down at Bolton Abbey. The old sort of monastic routes that link up all those abbeys, Revo and Bolton Abbey, Fountains Abbey, and so there's plenty, like you say, there's plenty to go out there, isn't there?
That's true. Yeah, there's an old, I think it's an old corpse road, which is next to the Falcon in Arncliffe. The Falcon, which used to be the was the original Woolpack Inn. Right, of course, there's a route on the right hand side of that which goes all the way up to Malham, and that's apparently an old it's either a corpse route or a drover's route. But if anybody knows of any others and wouldn't mind walking the route with me, and we'll have a bit of a chat, that would be fantastic.
All right, excellent. You can get in contact with us, studio@drystoneradio.com, or on your website, the Mascarandi one. What's that one?
Yeah, mascarandimedia.com, or I'm at Mascarandi, which is MASCARANDY, on Twitter as well.
All right, excellent stuff.
Thanks to Dave and all at Drystone Radio there for letting me talk for a little bit of time about my my new projects and some of my old ones as well. So hopefully there's some ideas in your head. If you're a you know, you've been to the Yorkshire Dales or you know people who are there, you might be able to put forward a few ideas. That would be truly, truly well received down at Mascarandi Towers, I can tell you. Just a couple of other things before I shoot off. Firstly, fatmap.com is worth looking at. I've been providing some routes for them, mostly Dales routes at the present time. It's an app you can download on your iPhone or whatever device you use. Nice kind of 3D software, photo software that allows you to plot routes and see what guys like myself have suggested for a walk. So check them out. That would be really, really useful for me. Another one is Grizzly's Adventure Blends. They are a tea making, coffee making, hot chocolate making firm. If you go to Grizzly Adventure Blends on the internet and tell them I've sent you, that would be really, really appreciated as well. And finally, splash maps. If you go onto mascarandimedia.com, you'll see in one of the blog posts a link to splash maps. And if you buy a nice splash map from their site, it is a fabric based map. You can have any map you want put on this fabric, and of course it doesn't rip and it's waterproof and things like that. And if you buy using the link that I will also put in the show notes, I get a little something something which helps me run the podcast as well. That's enough from me. I've bored you long enough. You know, please get in contact at mike@mascarandimedia.com or at mascarandi on Twitter. And it really helps if you share or subscribe the podcast. Leave a rating, good or bad, I don't mind. And look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you.